I am joined on the phone. I'm delighted to say that I am joined on the phone by Teresa Langan from Smart Dublin. And Teresa has €900,000 to give away. Sounds like Marty Whelan on Spin the Wheel. But there's a little bit more involved in getting this money than spinning a wheel, Teresa.
Yeah, this is an initiative, a Smart Dublin initiative in partnership with Enterprise Ireland. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to find solutions to demand-led challenges that are going to affect cities into the future. So, for example, illegal dumping, flooding and other issues such as that.
And Teresa, I would say straight away that just one item you mentioned there is illegal dumping, or you would term it as illegal dumping. Other people would know it as fly tipping. That it is something which I certainly, from going around the city, and I presume other people, there is a marked increase in it, Teresa, I would say.
Yeah, no, there definitely is, and it's a major issue for local authorities and one of the great sources of complaint that we get from citizens across all local authorities nationally. So what we're doing is we're going out to the market, we're defining our problem, and we're looking for SMEs or entrepreneurs to come back with possible solutions to problems like that. And what happens is that Enterprise Ireland, in partnership with the local authorities, give those individuals seed funding to develop that into some form of solution that can address the problem. So it's a different approach. It's a kind of a pre-commercial procurement approach, but it's a different approach that has a number of objectives.
And Teresa, one thing that strikes me about all these proposals, and it's something I'd like you to address, is that in its concept and in its initial rollout, it sounds like a fabulous idea and everybody is for it. But then when somebody goes to avail of it, they find that it's wrapped up in red tape and bureaucracy. Has that been addressed with this system?
Well, that's why we're going to pre-commercial procurement. Usually local authorities go out to tender and they define the solution. So this is a totally different approach. And Enterprise Ireland describe it as paper light. And we've removed as much of the bureaucracy around this particular mechanism as we can, because absolutely it's a total disincentive for people to get involved if it is complex and tied up in red tape. So we recognise that and are aware of that, and the mechanism around it is very, very simple.
Yeah,
obviously, the solutions that are suggested by these SMEs or entrepreneurs, you know, what happens is they look at the solution, they define, they develop a solution to it. And if that solution, we like that, we give further money and allow them to develop a prototype around that.
Yeah, because I would imagine that, you know, we'll say particularly now, and I don't want to be harping on this particular one all the time, but we will say the increase in illegal dumping, that if somebody was to come with a solution, you know, they don't want to be tied up in application forms for 6 to 12 months. I mean, you know, that if they come with a workable solution and it can be fact checked, etc., that you, I presume, and so would everybody else, you'd like to see that money released and that system put in place and up and running as soon as possible.
Yeah, and that's what we're doing. And like, there's a number of challenges, including cycling and mobility, that, you know, that solutions have been developed for. So really, at the end of the day, local authorities have to perform. We know the issues that are facing citizens, the ones that they're just, you know, that cause them the amount of complaint. So we really need to be getting solutions on the ground as quickly as possible, so that we can kind of address these issues, which really are a source of great disgust and complaint to citizens.
Now, I just want to read out maybe one or two of the, we'll say the targets that are things that you're trying to zone in on, and you mentioned one there yourself, a smart mobility hub. And this is Dublin City Council is looking to test smart, low-cost, shared mobility options for staff through integrations of e-car, e-bikes and push bikes through a piloting of a smart mobility hub solution service. Okay? The upside of that is obvious to everybody, because if you did have that in place, you would cut down the amount of traffic going into the city and thereby cut down people's travelling time. You'd have less gridlock, because we're all complaining every day that it's taking longer and longer to get to and from work because of the increased traffic. Last mile delivery, Teresa. Dublin City Council is seeking a smart, low-cost solution to optimise freight and cargo deliveries in urban areas in order to reduce the number of goods vehicles and improve air quality and noise pollution. That's an interesting one, Teresa, and I'm not sure if you're in a position to talk about that, but I know that there is a Dublin City Council in introduced an embargo on a lot of the big trucks being in the city after a certain hour in the morning. So if they're doing deliveries, they've got to be in and out by a certain time. I know you're looking for somebody to come up with a solution to how you'd actually improve that. I presume that's what that particular section is about.
Yeah, that's how it's so different. We come up with a challenge. We know that, you know, HGVs and goods vehicles delivering, you know, at certain times during the day causes gridlock. And what we're trying to do is we're saying this is an issue. We recognise it's an issue. Now, can you come up with the solutions for it? And then we're reaching out to entrepreneurs, to SMEs, to see if they can come up with something that's workable and that we can invest in. So it's a kind of a totally different approach. We outline the problem and we expect them to come up with a solution, and we give them seed funding to develop those solutions. So that's where we're reaching out to the market, and you know, we're recognising it's a problem. So really, there's nothing. You know, this is one. It's up on e-tenders at the moment. It's been up on e-tenders since the 26th of April. So I'd encourage anybody to go up onto e-tenders. You know, put in key in SBI or Small Business Innovation Research, and all of those tenders will, those invitation to tender will appear. So if you want to get involved, that's where you go.
Yeah, and there's one more, Teresa, that I think is something that will grab everybody's attention. And it's actually, it's both the local one here with us and also, as you can judge from my accent, some place that's very close to my heart. Fingal County Council and Cork City Council are seeking smart, low-cost solutions to encourage engagement of unheard voices in decision-making about the future of their place. Something I would suggest long, long, long overdue.
Yes, and really, you know, we do so much. We do so much work, you know, across all the services that we deliver. And really, unfortunately, the people that we only hear from are the people who are maybe complaining about an issue. For example, on my own road, they put up a speed warning sign, which is really good. It shows the speed that you're travelling at so that you slow down. But suddenly it was removed. And when I inquired myself why it was removed, it was because a couple of people complained. So you don't hear from the vast majority of people who actually support the solution, and action is taken on, you know, in relation to what the minority feel about. So really, that's to try and engage those unheard voices is something that's a great priority for us.
Teresa, is this a pilot program, or have we had something similar before? Are we just rolling out something now to see how it works?
A pilot. I mean, it was introduced first in 2016, so the kind of, this is maybe the third wave of this. So, so it's something that's, you know, we've got great hope and we expect to get great results. And really, at the end of the day, if it doesn't receive the results that we need, you know, that's going to cause us, that will obviously cause us problems. One that we did have great success in is in relation to flooding and the flooding sensors, which allows City Hall to understand when flooding is about to happen rather than an engineer standing there looking at the water levels. So that's something that's worked out very, very well, and those sensors communicate back to City Hall so that they can immediately deal with the problem very, very quickly. So those are the type of solutions that we're looking for, kind of technological solutions that will help us all do our job in a more efficient way.
Now, Teresa, to discuss the dirty, dirty topic of money. How do we have an entrepreneur, somebody sitting at home, or maybe somebody who has an existing business, and he says, I'd like some of this. How do they go about getting their hands on some of this 900,000 euro?
But the first thing they have to do is, you know, and we've kind of pushed this out, they have to go on to e-tenders. And look at the tenders and look at the invitations to tender and look at the specification for that to decide whether or not they want to get involved. They will, you know, there will be information sessions held in the next 4 to 5 weeks, which we'll be inviting everybody to so that they can get further clarification in relation to how the process works. So there's a number of steps that they have to go through. But the first step is go on to eTenders and see if this challenge is for you and have you got a solution.
We'll say, Teresa, in the next month that somebody, you know, you get a plethora of applications and you process them. How soon would we see the benefits of those people and their ideas? What I'm asking, Teresa, is when do I check back in with you to see how progress is going on this and what new initiatives you've come up with?
Well, the tenders close around, I think it's the 10th, 11th or 12th of August. So we'll see what we have then. So, I mean, that would be the time that you'd come back to us. So we'll see what the market throws up.
Teresa, I am very much looking forward to our second phone call because I think that these initiatives are, number one, they're long overdue, and number two, it's a really, really good way of doing it. As you said, the problem is there. You pose the challenge and let people come forward with their ideas for solving it. And, I mean, let's be honest, even in today's, what we're told is a booming economy, a 900,000 euro dispersal fund is not to be sneezed at.
Absolutely not. And hopefully it'll get some businesses off the ground. So it's actually, you know, part of it is not only to solve the solutions, but to kind of generate employment and innovation.
And here, say all of us when it comes to that. Teresa Langan, thank you so much for joining us on Northside Today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.